Artillery shells hit a makeshift hospital in a safe zone in Sri Lanka's northeast, killing at least 64 civilians and wounding 87 others, a government doctor said today. The military denied the accusation, saying soldiers were only using small arms as they pushed forward to seize the remaining rebel territory. The reported artillery attacks came amid growing international concern over the fate of thousands of civilians who remain trapped in a small area along the coast that had been declared a no-fire zone by the government. We spoke to the spokesperson for the Red Cross in Sri Lanka, Sophie Romanins, who says they have been continually trying to evacuate the sick and injured out of the rebel-held territory.
The ICRC is still present in the area, and one of our main activities right now is to evacuate the wounded and sick from the conflict area to the government-controlled area so that they can get the medical care that they need. We started to do that early February, and on the 23rd of April, we conducted the 25th such medical evacuation. And up to now, we were able to evacuate over 10,900 patients, but also relatives to the government-controlled areas so that they can get the medical care they need. And it is essential that we can continue to carry out these evacuations since wounded and sick people continue to arrive at a makeshift medical point in the conflict area.